As for why I'm here, I brought him home. She nodded beyond me, where I heard Shiny breathing. Oh. I was beginning to feel calm again. Thank you, then. But, Lady Lil.
Just Lil.
She beamed and turned back to the stove.
Ham?
What?
Ham.
She turned and looked past me at Shiny.
I would like some ham.
There's no ham in the house, he said. Oh, she said, sounding heartbroken. Her face fell, too, almost comically tragic. I hardly noticed, stunned by Shiny's response. He moved behind me to the cupboard and took something out, setting it on the counter. Smoked veli. Lil brightened immediately.
Ah, better than ham. Now we'll have a proper breakfast.
She turned back to her preparations, beginning to hum some toneless song. I was beginning to feel lightheaded. I went to the table and sat down, not sure what to think. Shiny sat down across from me, watching me with his heavy gaze.
I must apologize, he said softly. I jumped.
You're talking more?
He didn't bother to respond to that question, since the answer was obvious.
I didn't expect Lil to impose on your hospitality. That was not my intention.
For a moment, I did not respond, distracted. He'd spoken at the sight of Rolla's murder, but this was the first time I'd heard him say several sentences in a row. And dear gods, his voice was beautiful. Tenor. I'd expected him to be baritone. And it was rich, every precisely enunciated word reverberating through my ears all the way down to my toes.